Good morning. It's a beautiful Monday morning, February 3rd, 2025. We are now in the month of February and looking forward to many great things that are going to go on this month. Of course, Valentine's Day. And for those of you who have a significant other, it will be a great day for you, I hope. And really, I hope that you're already realizing how blessed you are today. It's the beginning of the week. It's already a beautiful day. And it has been a great weekend. I tell you, you know, we've had some tragedies over the past few days in the airline industry, and very sad. They're very tragic, and we want to lift up the family members of the deceased and just know that, you know, we can go about doing our thing and never really consider that that might be the last thing that we do. And we just need to be ready every day with the mindset of Christ. I want to draw your attention to 1 Peter 3:15. This is where Peter says something that's very powerful. And I think sometimes we look at this verse and we start to get a little fearful. We get a little nervous because this verse here in particular, I believe, takes the church out of its comfort zone just about more than any other verse. And it's in 1 Peter 3:15. Here's what it says. It says, "But sanctify the Lord your God in your hearts." Okay. And always be ready to give a defense. There you go. That's the part. Be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Now, I'm not here to break down that verse today, though I will get to that at some point in the church services. But I want to just share some interesting thoughts with you on this, you know. And really, it's telling us to always be ready to give an answer. Now, that's what we can pull from this passage. Of course, you know, we know that Peter was writing to the dispersion group of Jews, and he was telling them to be brave, stand up, and don't be afraid of the persecution that you're experiencing. But I think we can take that as an application even today in the church and know that we do not need to be afraid when it comes to the gospel and to the word of God, but we have to be ready to give an answer, which really means we've got to be looking at the word. We've got to be reading it, not be afraid to study it, not be afraid to dig deep, you know, and there's so many helps out there. That can help you, from lexicons that will help you with word studies, to Bible dictionaries, to commentaries, just wonderful helps that are there written to help any Christian be able to develop their understanding of a particular verse, a particular book of the Bible, or just a time frame in general that is relevant to Bible history. So always be ready. You know, I like to watch these guys sometimes. I try not to inundate my time or consume my time with it. But occasionally I like to watch these guys, and they're on YouTube. You know, YouTube has been a blessing and a hindrance in a lot of ways. You know, if you're a musician, YouTube can help you and YouTube can hurt you. It can hurt your album sales sometimes. But on YouTube, there's some of these guys that go around college campuses and they engage with students. And, you know, they talk on a variety of subjects, but they're pretty much isolated to the Bible. And I noticed that these students, a lot of them will debate and sometimes they'll even argue against what the apologist is saying. And, you know, sometimes the students will challenge what the Bible is saying. But other times the students will challenge some kind of morality issue, you know, whether it be, you know, abortion, homosexuality, Jesus is the only way, you know, things like that. Do I need to be actually go to church? Can I do that and can I not go to church and be a Christian? You know, those type of things. And I wonder, though, you know, is that the best way to spread the gospel? Isn't there a better way? It seems to me that there are some people that are gifted in apologetics. When I was finishing my undergrad work at Clear Creek, I had looked at, I think it might have been Luther Rice Seminary. And I was going to do a master's degree in apologetics. And I thought, you know, that would be a very interesting thing to go on. But God closed that door not just to not go to the school, but He closed the door in my mind, in my heart. I didn't need to I didn't need to pursue that degree. And I felt that I needed to stick with ministry rather than that. And, you know, I looked at some of the stuff that I would be studying, and it was very interesting. It was very interesting, you know, about how to dissect verses, but not only that, but also how to view culture, different ideas in the Western mindset, as opposed to, you know, Middle East or Eastern or European or whatnot. And I thought, you know, those things are relevant, because if you're going to engage with somebody in a way that's, you know, giving a defense of the gospel, that is what apologetics is, defending the God, defending, it's a defense of the word, God, the gospel, so forth. You need to know what areas of the world believe, because if you're just looking at something through a Western mindset, which would be here in America, then, you know, you're already shooting yourself in the foot, so to speak. I mean, you're limping because you don't have a full view of what others are bringing in. And let me just say, the Western culture and mindset is a lot different than the rest of the world. So students would do that on these videos. And yet, you know, it just caused me to wonder, is that the best way to do it? You know, especially when it comes to college kids who, and I think most of us would agree, are being indoctrinated with all types of moral relativism. You know, just because it works for you doesn't mean it works for me. And when we get into that trap, if you will, a lot of people buckle up under the pressure and they say, well, you're actually right. No, actually, you're wrong. Why do we not see more of this stuff, though, like on YouTube and society? Let me just start out by holding up the idea that a sign protesting sin is not the same as apologetics. Going into a crowd and holding up a sign that says turn or burn is not the same as apologetics. Holding up the sign is nothing more than condemnation without context or explanation. When someone gives an apology of the gospel, when they defend the Bible or some moral issue, they are seeking to explain and turn it back to God's word. So why do we not see more of this in society? I think because the church is afraid. It's afraid of being rejected. It's afraid of retaliation. It's afraid of being ridiculed before others and rendered an ignorant person. It's also afraid of being misunderstood and misrepresented. Well, is there anything that we can do about this? The church needs to have a high view and a high standard of the Bible. I believe that's where we can start. If we have a high view of the Bible and a high standard of it, I believe that's a good place to begin, because all things will then trickle down from that. You know, if we have a high standard of something, our apology of it, our defense of it, our passion, the way we view it will all be effect because of our view of that thing. So if we view the Bible highly, we will be passionate about it. We will want to study it more. We will have answers that seem to flow from us. And that, listen, I believe comes from the Holy Spirit too. I don't believe that Peter's just telling the dispersed Jews to just open their mouth and just utter whatever they think they need to utter, or just to utter something they may not necessarily know as well as they should. He's also adding that the Holy Spirit will help them every time they open their mouth. It's not always what we say, but it's how we say it too, right? And it's just being willing to open our mouths to engage with people and remembering the factor that the Holy Spirit will help us. So, you know, the Bible is not just a source of comfort when we need it. It's the living word that literally shapes the course of our life. And I think, friends, that's having a high view of the Bible. Let me leave you with this thought. I believe we don't have to debate students in a university setting to prove the point that the Bible actually means something to us. I don't think we have to narrow it down to that. But we can be open to discussing the Bible with our family groups, with our circle of friends, and whoever we find ourselves conversing with. I've heard stories of people engaging with conversation engaging with gospel conversation on planes with people, even on trains and on buses. So it's wherever we find ourselves with. So the answer to the question is be willing to open your mouth and talk about your faith. Make it personal. You know, say, hey, I was going down this road. This was my life experience. And God showed me the gospel and he convicted me that I was a sinner and that he took my place as a sinner so that I could take his place in a sense and become a child of God. You know, I've heard well-meaning preachers preach it that way before. And just be willing to share. You don't have to understand, you know, philosophy and metaphysics. You don't have to understand the terms of theology like propitiation and supralapsarianism and all that stuff. Just be willing to say, hey, you know, God showed me the gospel in that he gave me the answer to my sin. He showed me that I was a sinner and that he is the remedy for my sin, and that by believing and trusting in him, asking forgiveness and believing and trusting in him and receiving him, I have forgiveness in him. And that everything that is an extension of that comes through the Holy Spirit that he has put in me to live in me, to help me to understand who I am. Not only what I've done, but who I am and who he wants me to be. And I think that is the best place to start. And of course, people will have questions, as people naturally do. No matter what your education level is, you're going to have questions. That's what we do as people, friends. We question things. I think it's in us to do that. So there's nothing wrong with that. But if we feel like we've got to show people up with our intelligence, that is when we can get into a trap. That's when we get into trouble. We've just got to be willing to help people know that God does love them and that God does want to save them. That's why he came in his first coming. So I hope you have a wonderful week. And I want you to know that whatever you do when it comes to defending your faith, God will be with you. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.